Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin. Welcome back to Daf and Practice. I always find it so fascinating when posts can bring rayas from completely random gemaras for a particular halacha maaseh. That if you and I were to look at this gemara, we never would have thought this was a raya. But when you look at it, it makes so much sense. So what's the halacha that we're talking about, and what's the raya? Well, today's daf is daf Samach Dalad Maseches Pesachim. And there's a halacha brought down by the Rama. I'm going to read the Shulchan Aruch first, found in Siman Kuf Mem Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Ha'ola lemigdal ola bepesach shulo bederach tsar bimkomo. When a person gets called up for an aliyah, he should walk up to the bima, to the closest entrance. V'yered mi'amigdal bederach acher, when he should come down that bima, he should go out the other entrance, shehu lo bederach aruka, ad makomo, the longer way back. Because the idea is you want to try to rush to get the aliyah, to read the Torah, and to take your time. You don't want to run away from the Torah, so you take the longest path back to your makom. V'im shnei derachim shavim, if they're both equal, says the Shulchan Aruch, Ola bepesach shulo bederach yomim, you go to the right side, v'yored bepesach shekenegdo, and you go down the opposite side. Now here comes the Rama. Rama adds, v'lo yered ad she'ola kvar haroi l'kos achrav. One should not go down until the next person is called up. So if a guy's a Kohen, he shouldn't leave until the Levi comes up. So Mishabrua says, Mishum kvod sefer Torah, shloya nichanu levada. You shouldn't leave it unattended. So back then we're referring to when the Baal Korei, the guy getting Aliyah, read the Aliyah as well. He read the Torah as well. So there's one guy up there, so you don't want to leave it unattended. It's not a kavod Torah. Vaminog writes them up, is lahamdim ad shemaschil hasheni bebracha. Really, you should wait until the second guy. So if you're the Kohen, you should wait until Levi starts the bracha. And the medaktikim, however, take it a step further, choshishim shebederach lo yuchla l'shma kriya kubim. But according to the first on the Shem, the Mishabrua, you should start leaving once the Levi says the bracha, then you start walking down. If you're walking down during the bracha, you're not going to pay attention to the bracha nor the leaning, so medaktikim are careful. Lachein mamtinun ad sheyasai masheni, you wait until Levi finishes Aliyah, and only then does a Kohen go down the Yordan ben Gavra l'Gavra in between the Aliyahs. And that's certainly the common practice in all the shuls. So what does this have to do with Maseches Pesachim Daf Samach Dalad? So the Darchei Moshe tells us in the Siman Kuf Lamentes Siv Gimel, he quotes the Maharil as the makor for this halacha. The Maharil tells us that this din, that a person should, find the line here, that he quotes from the Mordechai Agadol, Shelo Yered HaKore Kfar, Ad Sheyamud Sham Eitzel HaTorah, HaNikol Lalos Achav. You shouldn't go down until the next person is called. When you take a look at the Maharil says, how do we know? Based on the Mishnah on today's daf. What does the Mishnah tell us? It tells us that when they had this whole line of Kohanim passing the blood back and forth, the full containers and the small containers, the Mishnah tells us that you take the Mole before passing on the Rekam. You take the full one before passing on the empty container as they went back and forth. And since the Mishnah teaches us this here too, you should wait until the Levi comes up before the Kohen goes down. That's the din. Again, the reading a line that Shachat Yisrael, the Kibla Kohen, knows to the Chaver, he passes it to his friend, the Kohen, the Chaver le Chavero, Umakaba Samalei, Umach to the Rekan. First you take the kli full of blood, and then only then do you pass on the empty one. So we see we have to take Makabel, the new Aliyah, the new Olah, until the old one passes over. So even though this has nothing to do with getting Aliyah, the Kriyas Torah, has to do with the issue of Kavod, so this was a Raya for a person should not go down from the Bima until the next person comes up, and the way we pass it until he's finished his entire Aliyah.